Take action. A phone conversation.
Hello?
Hey, Julia.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, not much. What did you think of the test we had today? I thought it was pretty difficult.
I did, too. I should have studied more. Oh, well. Oh, yeah. And did you see what I saw while we were taking the test?
Are you talking about Carol? I'm pretty sure she was cheating. I can't believe we both noticed, but the teacher didn't.
I know. Do you think I should blow the whistle on her or keep quiet and not rock the boat?
Well, if you bite your tongue about this, she'll get away with it. And I don't think this is the first time she's cheated on a test for this class.
The problem is that I am pretty sure, but not positive, that she was cheating. What if I tell the teacher and she really wasn't cheating? I would feel really bad.
If she really was cheating, do you want her to get off the hook?
No. I saw her do it once before on a test we took, but I didn't say anything. I guess it's time to draw the line. She needs to be stopped.
Looks like you've hit the nail on the head. Now it's up to you to carry the ball and decide how to handle this situation.
I guess telling the teacher is the only way to get to the bottom of it.
I know it'll be hard, but try to chill out. Just do what you know is the right thing.
Okay, I will. Thanks for helping me.
No problem. Catch you later.